99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Hi there, we're Ben and Kelly. Love getting messages from listeners at Ben and Kelly Show. You can go to thebenandkellyshow.com, get a hold of us that way, or on all social media at Ben and Kelly Show. Tish sent us a message, said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, over the 4th of July weekend, my family stayed with us and my siblings, my fiance and I always spent our nights around the campfire trying to come up with crazy would you rather questions."
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, we've done this on the show before, but it's been a while. She says, "I have a few that we got into long debates over, but this one was my favorite." Okay, you ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
So, would you rather have nightmares every time you sleep for the rest of your life?
Oh, gosh.
Or live through a horror movie in real life one time per year, except you never know when it will happen, and you only have a 99% chance of surviving, and it could last up to a week. She says, "We had so much fun debating this one. Would love to know your thoughts, Tish."
Oh, wow. I think I have to go with the real-life horror movie, because 99% is a pretty good percentage.
That is a good percentage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but there is a percentage that's like, okay, you take that option, you could die, but the chances are low.
1% chance you'll
die. The chances are low. Right.
But I think that would be a better option than having nightmares every night for the rest of your life, like never getting good sleep. I need good sleep.
So, yeah. Ah, man. Nightmares. I mean, because nightmares for me, they change. And so I would imagine that this would be I wonder if it's the same nightmare or just changing nightmares every time you sleep.
Didn't specify.
Right. So I'm assuming, since it says, would you rather have nightmares every time you sleep, sometimes they're changing, because sometimes my nightmares are just like, I wake up and I see that the radio station is off the air, but I have no way of actually putting it back on the air. And so I've got that sweat and whatever.
That's
and so,
your definition of a nightmare? Here I'm all thinking like it's the movie Saw or something, like people are getting murdered and it's just like the worst horror movie ever playing out in your brain. And you're worried about your nightmares of the radio station being off the air?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know, nightmares could be different for everybody. And so
if that's your level of nightmare, I get why you're going to pick nightmares every day.
I might do the nightmares every time you sleep. But for the rest of your life is a long time.
It is a long time. And listen, I have way more severe nightmares than you do. So that's why I'm not picking that.
Okay. So you would rather live through a horror movie?
Yeah. Okay. It's a good percentage I'll survive it. Okay. It's just maybe up to a week that I have to deal with it.
Oh my God,
out of the entire year.
It's just a week.
So it's just a week. Possibly. They said didn't guarantee it's going to be a week. Like, could be up to a week.
I mean, here's the thing though. You get to December and we're considering this calendar year, right? So
right.
You get to December and it hasn't happened yet and you're thinking, "Oh gosh."
Well, then I know.
What's
then I know to be on guard.
What's going to happen around, you know, the holidays here?
Then I know to be extra aware and careful.
That there could be maybe an evil elf that starts haunting or starts stalking you and your family.
Again, who knows? Because there are many different horror movies out there, different levels of horror movies. So, again, the possibilities are kind of endless. They could be, maybe it's like I'm living out a Chucky doll coming after me or something, like around Christmas time. Maybe it's one of those.
But again,
Pet Cemetery, that's going to be hard to recover from.
Kelly,
I'll say that.
Again, this is assuming that you have the wherewithal to actually get through the real life horror movie in real life.
This is true. And that I doubt.
And
just
I'm,
a little.
And I'm looking at you and knowing you for as long as I have.
And, oh, you're doubting?
And
you're doubting my 99% chance of surviving I see doubt in your face right
now. I have doubt in my face, but
yeah.
All right.
No, I'm taking that though, because I really, again, I all need right. some good sleep. And if I'm having nightmares every night for the rest of my life, that's guaranteeing I'm never getting a full night of good sleep.
Yeah.
I can't handle that.
I mean, and so I'm taking liberties with this also, Tish, and just saying I'm having a change up of a nightmare every single time I sleep. And I'm going to assume that my sleeping is once I wake up in a jolt from that nightmare, I go back to sleep and I have a normal night's sleep for the rest of my
So maybe you could sleep in a little bit, make up for that lost sleep.
Right. That's what, I'm taking liberties with this, would you rather? But Tish, thank you for thinking of us when you debated this with your family. Sassy Matt texts in and says, if it's like The Conjuring, nope, I'm out.
Yeah, no, that's listen, there are lots of degrees of horror movies. I understand I'm opening myself up to some horrific possibilities.
Okay. Well, good luck and Godspeed, Kelly.
Thank you.